Mambo, mambo, Navidad yo solo canto. Mambo, mambo, Navidad yo solo canto.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm 13, currently under the weather, but I'll be okay.
I'm 15. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And surprise, that's what we're going to do today. So excited you're both here. Hooray. Always nice to talk with both of you about books and stuff. So I say, let's get started with Jada today.
So this will be quick so Fatia can share. I'm just rereading all the books that I have because I have a lot of them.
Every single one of them?
Yeah, well, the ones that are mine anyway. And I'm rereading the Artemis Fowl book series by, I don't know how to pronounce his name, E. Colfer. I'm just going to say that because his in the first name is confusing to me.
It's like Eowyn or something? I'm not sure how to say it either.
Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Colfer is very good at writing.
Mr. Colfer.
Yeah, he is. I'm just going to say that because I can't think of anything else to say. For his name, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's pretty difficult, but it's Artemis Fowl. It's a book series about a super intelligent teenager who's very rich with his butler named Butler. Like seriously, that's his last name. His bodyguard Butler, And they discover the world of fairies underground, and they go through a lot of different adventures. I think they're like 7-ish books in the series, and I read them all. They're all very good, but it's like the Percy Jackson. The books are amazing, the movie not so much. Disney Plus released the Artemis Fowl movie and it was awful, so I don't recommend that, but I do recommend the books.
Have you tried out the new Percy Jackson adaptation? I haven't heard anything about it.
My friend told me that it was really good since I don't have Disney Plus, but I saw some of the Artemis Fowl, and what I
You didn't
did
like that
see
one.
was it was they could the, it's not even what at least the Percy Jackson movie was pretty close to the storyline. The Artemis Fowl movie was nothing like the book. I was so sad.
Yeah. Have you read the graphic novel adaptations of Artemis Fowl?
Yeah. They the first four books into it, I read them. They were pretty good. Although there's a little bit of controversy over the drawings, also for the covers of the Artemis Fowl books, because in the book it's described that one of the fairies has coffee colored skin, and they chose to portray as dark, well, not coffee, like a dark nut colored skin, and they chose to portray her as white instead of what most people envision as a darker skin color. But besides that, they did a really good job, in my opinion.
I haven't
Sorry,
read
I'm a
any
little
of them.
stuffed up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, they're really good read. At first, I thought because I saw one where the cover was different from the ones I have, I thought Artemis Fowl was a girl. And then when I read it, I was like, wow, this is different from what I expected, and I'm happy about it because what I saw and said was one of the other main characters on the cover. So yeah, it's a pretty good book series. I'd recommend it to anyone who likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess if it's good enough to reread, probably pretty good to read once. Thanks for sharing that. Vitia, what did you want to share today?
I wanted to share like a chapter of like Don Quixote. I think it's chapters like 72 or 75. It's the name of the chapter is like of how Don Quixote fell sick and of the will he made and how he died. So I'm just gonna read like the small paragraph. As
Okay.
nothing that is man's can last forever, but all tends ever downwards from its beginning to its end, and above all man's life. And as Don Quixote enjoyed no special dispensation from heaven to stay its course, to end and close, came when he least looked for it, or rather it was of the destination, the thought of his defeat prophesied, or of heaven that will go so ordered upon him, and kept him in the bed for 6 days, during which he had which he had often visited by his friends the curate and the bell lurcher and the barber, while his good squire Sancho Panza never quitted his bedside. They perished that it was grief at finding himself vanquished and the object of his heart, the liberation and this image of Dulisa unattained, that kept him in his state, strove by all the means in their power to clear him up, the belcher beating him, take the heart and get up to begin his pastoral life, for which he himself, he said, had already composed an eclogue that would take the shine out of Sanaranza had ever written, and had brought with his own money two famous dogs to guard the flock, one called Barkino and the other Butron, which a herdsman of Kyntir had sold him.
So that's something you're reading for school. Are you reading the whole book or just parts of it?
I think we're like parts of it.
I was curious if it was an adapted version or because it's a Don Quixote is a book for usually read for, by adults. I'm curious if it was an adapted version that you're reading.
Was like a version like for kids. Like the title,
Oh, okay.
full title, Adventures of Don Quixote in
Oh,
Easy and Read.
got it. That's a translated or an adapted version. Gonna say it because that's a pretty big book, I think. The original.
It has like I think it has like around 70 or 80 chapters. I can see how many
Are
chapters.
you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. I actually have not read that, but I hear it's a very fun
Yeah, there's like
book.
72 or 75 chapters.
It's pretty long.
It's like 100 or 200 pages.
When I was a kid, there was an animated series or a cartoon of some sort. Because it may not have been a series. I think it was, though, that was called Don Coyote, and Sancho Panda was his sidekick. So it was a coyote and a panda, because the names sort of sound like that. And I really liked it as a kid. So then when I learned that Don Quixote was a real thing, I was like, oh, it's like that cartoon I watched as a kid. That's fun. Glad you're reading some interesting stuff in school. I have a book I could share as well. So I had mentioned this as a book that was coming out soon on a previous show sometime back, and I got to read it. It is called The Happy Shop by Brittany Long Olson, and I believe it is a debut book. Oh no, it's not. Might be a debut graphic novel, though. I'm not sure. Nope, never mind. I'm making things up. Not at all a debut or a debut graphic novel. She is a cartoonist and illustrator based in Oregon, and she's got a web comic that it looks like she's had some of those published in print form. And then she's got some other books as well. But this was my first time reading her. So the comic is called The Happy Shop. And the main character is an 11-year-old named Darcy, who's just moved to a new country with her mom. And she is feeling kind of lost and she misses her friends back home. And one day she stumbles upon the shop, the Happy Shop, and it's a place that has these glowing jars. So they have these glowing jars that are labeled with happy feelings, like different happy feelings. Like it could be the first moment the sun hits your skin on a spring day, or like you open the fridge and find a, your favorite treat inside, or like whatever. Your child marries the person of their dreams and has a beautiful wedding day. So anything that might make somebody happy, the owners of the store, who are two sisters, Frida and Flora, gather happy feelings in jars, these magic jars, and they sell them to people. So people can buy a jar and experience this happy feeling. And on the first day that Darcy wanders into the store, she accidentally breaks something. And so to make it up to the store owner, she volunteers, and eventually they decide to bring her on as a team member. And so she sort of learns about the business, and the business is struggling. And she comes up with an idea to maybe help make the store more of a success, which also involves having more than just happy feelings in the store. But in addition to her experiencing this work in the store, she's also dealing with her own feelings and the feelings her mom has being in a new place and, you know, sort of starting over again and learning new things and finding your place and experiencing the many feelings one has in life. So it was an interesting story and concept. I liked, yeah, how sometimes you hear a person's story and it makes you feel a certain way. So, like, you might hear a happy story or a funny story or sad story, and they like affect your emotions hearing stories because we all have empathy.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah. So I feel like it's kind of like a similar concept. I mean, this is using magic as opposed to like just seeing a story, but it's a similar idea where you're experiencing somebody else's happy moment and it makes you feel a way. And maybe that feeling only has an impact for a short while, or maybe it has a longer impact. Depending on it, how it hits you in particular. So I thought it was interesting thinking about that through the story. So it was cute. I liked it. So it's The Happy Shop by Brittany Long Olson, and that's out now. So people can find that at their library or their favorite bookstore, wherever they get the books, if you want to check it out. Oh, and I didn't mention it's a middle grade graphic novel. So the main character is 11. So probably be of most interest to kids that are like tweens or younger, probably. But I liked it. I'm an adult, so you never know. Could be right for anybody. But that is my latest read. I'm not sure what my next big book is going to be. I'm thinking of reading, I'm kind of diving into the Hudson Children's Book Festival author list. I'm trying to read as many of those as I can before the book festival. So one that I recently borrowed on audiobook, e-audio, was I'd Rather Burn Than Bloom by Shannon C.F. Rogers, which is a YA title. She'll be at the book fest this year, so that might be my next read. So maybe I'll talk about that next week. I have a whole bunch on my list, as per usual. Bigger list than usual, though, because I'm going through the list of authors and illustrators and borrowing as much as I can. So we shall see. Do you all have a next book on your to-read list?
Well, I have this book series that I'd like to get the sequel to, and I'm getting the sequel to The Six of Crows this week.
Vatia, do you have anything on your to-read list, or are you just waiting until you get through Don Quixote?
Travis, I don't know. Maybe
Nothing.
I'm gonna maybe I will try finding some more books to read, or maybe I'm just gonna try finishing up Don Quixote by myself.
Well, if you ever need help finding books, you know where to find me. Happy to help you pick things out. We're almost out of time for today, but I thought I could share a poem and just a reminder to save the date for the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is Saturday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. There'll be many, many, many authors and illustrators who are writing for youth from littles, like board books and that type of book, all the way up to novels for young adults. And so there's really something for everyone there. And if you're in the Hudson City School District, I know you get a free book. So should definitely come and get your free book while you can. So Saturday, May 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Look forward to meeting all the authors and illustrators and seeing all of the students and families coming out for that event. So we hope to see you there. And let's see, I found a spring poem that I could share. I
I
have
love
not,
poem.
yeah, I have not read this out loud before, so bear with me. It's an Emily Dickinson poem, and I'm not sure what this number means. It says, "Dear March, come in, 1320." But she wasn't alive in 1320, so I don't know if it's the poem number or what. Someone who is an Emily Dickinson expert might know that, but I do not. But it's, "Dear March, come in, 1320." "Dear March, come in. How glad I am. I hoped for you before. Put down your hat. You must have walked. How out of breath you are. Dear March, how are you and the rest? Did you leave nature well? Oh, March, come right upstairs with me. I have so much to tell. I got your letter and the birds. The maples never knew that you were coming. I declare how red their faces grew. But March, forgive me, and all those hills you left for me to hew. There was no purple suitable. You took it all with you. Who knocks that April? Lock the door. I will not be pursued. He stayed away a year to call when I am occupied. But trifles look so trivial as soon as you have come, that blame is just as dear as praise, and praise as mere as blame.
Emily Dickinson was an awesome poet. I have a book. My mom got me a huge book of her poems, so that's
Oh,
nice. I can
nice.
just read through them. So a lot of them I don't understand.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes several readings, or sometimes it takes reading a description of what it's about. But I like her poems a lot. And she does have several that are pretty accessible. Maybe you can pick one out to read at a on a future show from your book. That'd be fun. But on that note, we're gonna say goodbye for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
इंतहा हो गई इंतजार की, आई ना कुछ खबर मेरे यार की, ये हमें है यकीन बेवफा वो नहीं, फिर वजह क्या हुई इंतजार की, इंतहा हो गई इंतजार की, आई ना कुछ खबर मेरे यार की, ये हमें है यकीन बेवफा वो नहीं, फिर वजह क्या हुई इंतजार की। बात जो है उसमें बात वो यहाँ कहीं नहीं किसी में, वो है मेरी बस है मेरी शोर है यही गली गली में, साथ साथ वो है मेरे गम में मेरे दिल की हर खुशी में, जिंदगी में वो नहीं तो कुछ नहीं है मेरी जिंदगी में, बुझ न जाए ये शमा एतबार की, इंतहा हो गई इंतजार की, आई ना कुछ खबर मेरे यार की, ये हमें बेवफा वो नहीं, फिर वजह क्या हुई इंतजार की।
हम के अंधेरे ढले बुझते सितारे जले देखा तुझे तो दिलों में जान आई ऑटो पे तराने जगे अरमा दीवाने जगे बाहों में आके तू ऐसे शर्माई छा गई फिर वही बेखुदी छा गई फिर वही बेखुदी la 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 la
वो घड़ी खो गई इंतजार की आ गई रुत हसी वसल यार की ये नशा ये खुशी अब न कम हो कभी उम्र भर ना ढले रात प्यार की रात प्यार की रात प्यार की